This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
It's Kristen Glazier. Hi.
Mark, how are you?
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, I'm excellent. Home of the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road. I feel like I'm mechanical this morning. I don't know.
I know. Well, let's liven this up. We've got a lot of addresses to say, don't we?
Well,
to talk about.
Okay, so home of the Pickering House, the Anita M. Turner Center, the campus at 282 Sells Road in Lancaster. But Fairhope, so much more than that. First of all, we established this morning, because I said, what's the address of the location in downtown Logan?
Uh-huh.
140 East Main Street.
Right.
And then, what's the going to be the address of the new palliative clinic that's coming?
So that is 1319 East Main Street here in Lancaster.
All right. And somebody said, I forget who said it to me, they said, drove by, the building is starting to really look nice.
Oh, thank you. We are making progress. You know, we want to... There's just things, you know, when you buy a house or move into a new place, there's a few things you want to freshen up, and we're doing all that magic on the inside. But the outside, we've got, we have resealed the parking lot, and we're working on a new sign, and just kind of cleaning up outside. It was already a beautiful spot. We're just doing some landscaping and it's making it our own.
You're giving it the Fairhope touch.
We are.
Hey, by the way, I want to say a huge thank you to Fairhope. You're one of the major sponsors and participants last week in Luau for Life.
Yes.
That was Friday over at Olivedale, and a fantastic turnout.
Oh, good.
And well-represented, Don and Jenny were both there.
Yes, and Laura Arnold. Great pictures. We cannot forget our Laura Arnold.
Yeah, Laura was there. They represented well, and... It was a great event for our senior population.
Mark, how long have we been doing that event? I mean, together we've been doing it, but how long overall have they had that?
Honestly, I don't know. The first year I remember, it's been at least 5 years since we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure how long the event's been going on, but we were brought in, and thanks to Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, I want to say 2019 was our first year there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great event.
But I know it's been going on longer than that.
Okay, good.
But they did it inside in the I call it the ballroom at Olivedale, the big gymnasium area, whatever you want to call that thing, auditorium. And the vendors were all set up, and people were lined up at 10 a.m.
Were they really?
It was amazing, yes.
Oh, but that's great, because rain or shine, everybody can enjoy it. I know a couple years we were there outside, it got a little warm, so it was great to...
And
moving inside.
I was joking with Laura Arnold. I said, did you have to change your name to Laura to, you know, because it's the Lauras. You got Laura Kennedy and Laura Arnold,
right.
Both community educators. And then Don Laura Walker as well.
That's a requirement.
We're going to rename
Fairhope.
Her as well. and Jenny, who I know is part of the Older Adult Network.
She is.
And has been working really hard to, you know, coordinate these types of events.
Yeah, Jenny's been a great asset to our development team. She also, you know, pals around with marketing on some of those events, like we saw Friday. But she's doing a really great job. I mean, her role in development is to really just help keep Fairhope strong by working on philanthropy and...
Yep.
Just gaining donations, and those donations, as we've talked about a million times, that's what keeps us, you know, gives us the ability to continue to provide care to everybody.
Regardless of income, regardless of ability to pay, regardless of insurance status, you don't turn anyone away.
Nope, we sure don't.
Before I go on, I got to give some info.
Okay.
740-654-7077 or 800-994-7077, where long distance is still a thing. And then 282 Sells Road, fairhopehospice.org. I was on the website this morning.
Right.
Beautiful website.
Thank you.
A lot of information there. Or you can also go to the Facebook page, Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House.
A lot of ways to stay in contact.
Right. So let's talk volunteers for just a moment.
Okay.
Because I know that... you know, there's a requirement for volunteers, and then there's what you do with volunteers, which is extraordinary, way above and beyond what would be considered your minimal levels of volunteer staffing. They are irreplaceable.
They're integral
to what you do.
Hours and hours and hours of really good care and assistance to the Fairhope program. We couldn't do it without the volunteers at so many different levels. We have about 100 volunteers. And Twyla is really, about every quarter, is having a new volunteer class.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she's just got two or three, volunteers that are participating. That's two or three that we didn't have before that want to come in and step up and help our patients and our organization.
So many of them come from, you know, having been had loved ones, you know, with Fairhope over the years,
mm-hmm.
and they want to pass that on to others, that right. compassion and that care.
Give back. You know, you learn a lot of lessons when you go through things in life, and I think a lot of the volunteers have been through this, and they'll say, you know what, I want to help another family. I want to help them realize and work through the things that we work through. Mm-hmm. So we are so blessed.
Truly. And Twyla, you know, she's in her element right now because Trash to Treasure's coming up. And I know that's the volunteer, like, all out effort, isn't it?
It is. And it is all the volunteers. They do the work. I can't even tell you. We talk about this and we pretend like, oh, it's Trash to Treasure. We're going to go down, sell a few things. Oh, it is months of preparation. Mm-hmm. But that week, wow.
Right.
Nonstop volunteers, 30 or 40, you know, each day. They're moving and shaking. They've got it down to a T.
Mm-hmm. And that is, for them, that's a reason they're able to give back in another way, because obviously their time is valuable.
Right.
But this is also a way for them to add to the memorial fund, which then is used to do good things.
Right, exactly. And they've been doing that for a lot of years. I think one of the first years that I started back with Fairhope, you know, at the Pickering House, we have all different patients that are in there, and we always would have to rent what's called a berry bed. And that's just a larger bed for taller people. It needs to be longer, wider, whatever the case. We would have to rent it, get it delivered, bring it in. Then the volunteer said, hey, let's just buy one for you to keep it here. And they did. And it's beautiful, and we use it so much. It's just a wonderful gift. And they've done a lot of things like that with that money.
Kristen is here. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. And today, again, I think we could spend the next 2 years talking about palliative care and still not get the message 100% to everybody.
I know.
So it's something I think we're going to spend some time on over the next few months, is just talking about that side of it, as you are excited about the next phase, which is another physical facility within the Fairhope family.
It is.
Which is your new clinic, which will be opening soon.
Right. We are so excited. You know, just like anything, it's almost like Christmas morning every day when you walk in and say, okay, what are we going to open, unleash and open today? But the palliative clinic is, like we said, on 1319 East Main Street. Our identifier is, it's two doors down from Burger King. So
same side of the street?
It is.
So are you between Burger King and McDonald's?
Nope, the other direction.
On the other, the other way, going towards Ewing Street.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason we looked really long and hard for this building, and Dr. Scott DeLong was really very kind and you know, helped us with this, because we knew we wanted to be close for our patients, for the clinic. We wanted to be close to Fairfield Medical Center, because oftentimes they'll have an appointment with one of their physicians, and their physician will say, hey, you're on the palliative, you know, clinic, you're on the palliative program for Fairhope. I want you to run down to the clinic and get checked out, and here's what they're going to do.
And so many of those physicians are just around the corner, maybe in the Fairmore building or right in that area,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. So this is, you know, an independent project for Fairhope, but we have had so much community need and support from the physicians at the hospital, from the physicians around town, that they have said, we need your help. We have a lot of palliative patients. We need your help. And we know, you know, it's staffed by nurse practitioners. They're traveling every day. Just like we cover the territory for Fairhope, they're out anywhere within an hour from the Pickering House. There are so many more patients that have needs.
That was a great conversation with somebody at the Luau for Life, where they said, you know, we could go farther out with Fairhope, but then we would lose that timeliness of service. We would start to degrade that, and that's something you definitely don't want to do.
Right. That has been, you know, so many people have said, well, gosh, you're doing such a great job here locally. Why don't you branch out?
Right, right.
But you know what? There is such a need in this community. We have been in this community for 40 years. We want to serve this community, and we want to do it well. If we go out, you know, further than an hour from where our hub is at 282 Sells Road, I'm afraid we could lose that, just that, the fast response.
Exactly.
And you know, we're here for the community, and that's what we want to focus on.
You don't want to start shorting and being shorthanded or being too far away and then not being able to respond quickly.
Exactly.
Yep, good stuff. And thank you, Kristen. You're going to keep us up to date as we get close. You don't have a date yet for
No.
I'm going to bug you every week about that.
There'll be a day I'll come in and say, we have a date.
Good. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.